This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Started 5 years ago, MyBump Media is a crowd advertising platform that helps brands use the power of the crowd to promote their brands. They've worked with several blue chip brands that have over 50,000 brand ambassadors in their crowd. We spoke 5 years ago. How have they grown since then? I'm here with co-founders Danish Atif and Nadia Jalil. Good morning, folks.
Hi, good morning. Morning, Rita.
Morning.
Pleasure to be here.
All right. In a nutshell, for those who didn't hear us 5 years ago, what's your company about?
Sure. So MyBump Media is an advertising technology platform powered by the crowd. Just a bit of a background how we started. So we started as a platform with socioeconomic impact, where we try to provide multiple income opportunity to everyday people through advertising.
Right. So, you know, what's happened in the last 5 years in terms of the products and solutions that you offer from, I guess, a lot of things must have transpired.
Yes. So 5 years ago, 2016, when we started out, we were looking into one mode of crowd advertising, which is car advertising. And I think then we were one of the pioneers and early comers to the market. Fast forward now, we've actually grown our services into a full-fledged crowd advertising platform. So if you're looking at our services now, it covers not only car app on out of home, we also provide human billboards. This is a quick example. If there's any events happening at malls, we can mobilize 100, 200 people to just hype up events. And then we also provide online endorsements as well as consumer feedback. And of course, end of the day, with our social impact side, we are allowing everyday people to kind of earn through these advertising jobs. And as a platform, of course, there's another side of it, our clients and brands. What we provide to clients and brands are trackable, measurable, and highly targeted advertising campaigns. And we fall back into three main data sets: demographic, geolocation, and consumer behavior data when it comes to campaign planning and support their campaign strategy.
Right. And the online endorsements, so you're working with influencers?
Yes, that's right.
Right. Okay. Now, you were saying that, you know, you can get a crowd of 100 or 200. Well, what happened last year and this? How has it affected your business? Because we're not going to malls and crowds anymore.
Yes, that's right. So there has been a few setbacks. And I think it's not just us per se, but the whole out-of-home advertising industry and market. So we've also buckled down and kind of improved our internal processes. So one of it is through the social media endorsement, as you mentioned. How we are slightly unique compared to other influencer platform is all our influencers are considered the nano influencer or the end consumer influencer. So we're looking at followers or friends around the range of 1,000 and up. And what we've also identified is these nano influencers or end consumer influencers, their followers or friends are very segmented and very niche. So quick example, right? If you're looking at, if one of a client is a healthcare product and they're looking for people who are very health-oriented, going to gyms, very, in terms of health, food and supplements is very important to them. So when we find ambassadors in our database, our ambassadors also have the friends and followings that is very segmented and also very niche. So that is something that we also allow our clients and brands to leverage on.
Right. So, okay, if you're looking for products that are for women 40 and above, you know, call me.
Will do, definitely. I think we only need you.
Okay. Now, so I just realized that you're a husband and wife team, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. What's that like? Well, you know, there was a hesitation there. What's it like working together?
There's pros and cons. It's been a blast. So when we started out 5 years ago, we were dating.
Okay.
And then as the company grew, we also grew. So we kind of got married 4 years back, and now we have a little mini us.
Right.
So it's been pretty exciting. We have MyBump Media as our startup and baby. Now we also have Aiden, our own baby.
Right. Okay. The real baby. Right. Okay. So in terms of you know, the plans you had right prior to the pandemic, right? What were the plans you had? How did that hamper it?
We were planning on expanding our services even before the pandemic started, but I guess because of the pandemic, the silver lining is that it allowed us to buckle down and launch our services like way earlier than we had anticipated. In terms of brands and customers to work with, we didn't hit our targets, but it did allow us to look inwards and strategize better marketing efforts to get more brands in or educate brands during this downtime instead of, you know, pushing for more and more sales. We had expansion plans as well that we had to put on hold. And I think it's pretty similar to a lot of other businesses. We had a lot of, every time there's an MCO announcement, we need to have a re-strategizing discussion.
Right. Okay. And I guess like how large a team do you have? What was it like, you know, having to manage the team during this period?
So now in total, we have about 10 team members. We're still fairly small. Reasons because a lot of our processes are automated and we can actually manage multiple campaigns at one go through our tech platform. But the challenge has always been the work from home and work from office kind of environment. So we've been pretty flexible with our team members, and end of the day, what we rely on is deliverables. So that has also taught us a big learning curve for us as founders and also as management of the company. In terms of managing different aspects of our team members when it comes to work, personal, and trying to find a middle ground, and also being that supporting role and motivational partner to our team members as well.
It's a difficult time for everyone, yeah. So our priority was to make sure our team, we are doing our best to make sure none of our team get affected during this time in terms of their job, security, and whatnot. And at the same time, now as founders, we are dealing with, you know, how's their home environment? How can we help make their working experience at home a better experience?
Mm. So, you know, like you started your business with car wrappers and everything. Was that still the largest part of your business?
At the moment, yes. It is. It used to be our main bread and butter. Again, we, at the start, from the get-go, we position ourselves as crowd advertising, but we'll be very focused on car wrap medium. I think now we are, given the pandemic, not many cars are driving out. So we are focusing more on our other services, that is the social media endorsement, as well as the consumer feedback. So consumer feedback is also another interesting service. It's highly targeted. So again, the same example, if you're looking at a beauty product and your range is 35 to 45 years old, and you're not sure in terms of what kind of design you want to go with. Yeah, so we kind of can target specific product feedback and surveys to our brand ambassadors that actually fit that target market for our client.
Right. You know, even during this period, right, or prior, have you seen competition come into that space? If you say, you know, previously it was car wrap, right? Did you see competition coming into the space?
Car wrap space, definitely. I think we all know the white elephant in the room. So our main competitor is Grab at the moment when it comes to car wrap advertising. But in terms of our business and our direction, it's very different. So I think for Grab, it's more focused on their pool of drivers and also linking that together with Grab app. Whereas for MyWalk Media, our positioning has always been the same from day one, which is we want to help everyday people through any means possible earn through advertising. So there is that social impact side. And we try to couple that together with providing the same value and benefit to clients and advertisers. So when it comes to advertising, it's all about measurable metrics. How well can you target? How can I measure my return of investment in this platform, right? So we've developed the platform and the technology to enable clients to launch campaigns, measure the performance as similar as they would when it comes to digital advertising, Facebook or Google. And that provides them a full on spectrum of gauging the performance of their campaign, be it digital or out of home.
Right. Are most of your customers, I guess, in the fast-moving FMCG or services space, right? I mean, because it is about the crowd, right? So it's more mass in a way.
Yes, correct. That is true.
Yeah. So we focus on brands that are B2C, selling products or services to consumers. And that is the best kind of brands that can take advantage of our products and services as well in terms of their advertising and marketing efforts.
Right. I'm here with Danish Atif and Nadia Jalil from My Bump Media. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Brand friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with the folks from My Bump Media, Danish Atif and Nadia Jalil. We spoke 5 years ago, and of course, they're into what we call it, crowd advertising.
That's right.
Right. And of course, you know, you started off a lot with car wrappers and of course, what's happened the last couple of years, less cars on the road and all that. But even then, right. And of course, you've expanded into other services, which I guess is more measurable because it's online. But how did you measure the effectiveness of the car wrappers? You know, I mean, how was that? You know, there wasn't a chip, right?
Definitely. And yeah. I can share a bit more about that.
Yes. So it is a very difficult metric to calculate. And if you look at historically, taxi wraps is not something new. It's been around for years in Malaysia. But the thing is, you don't really know whether the taxis are driving around, whether even like if you pay for 100 taxis, did 100 taxis actually get the car wraps on? There's no way to track unless you get all the cars to one place. You just have to rely on the fact that their job is to drive, so they will be driving. But on our end, we wanted to give a lot more measurable insights. So all our drivers track while they drive. So we exactly know where these drivers are driving, how many kilometers, what time of day, where are they driving. We also integrate our analytics with traffic data. So we know like what traffic condition are they driving at. So as a client, then you have a lot more information with regards to how much exposure is your brand getting on the road instead of just relying on, fate.
Right, right. And it's so interesting how the market's involved in the last 10 years, because I mean, that was how BFM started as well, with our advertising on the back of taxis, how people knew us then, right? And then of course, there was no way of measuring. We just called, that was mobile advertising. Literally,
yes.
Right? And now there is a form of measurement and it is still effective, but it's still effective, but that cannot be a standalone. It's always part of a bigger marketing campaign, right? When you speak to your clients, right? And so that's one, crowd advertising is one aspect, but then you also now look at expanding your services to what the customers can offer. And I guess so when they come to you and they say, I've got a campaign, what maybe you don't want to mention a client's name, but maybe a recent example, how they're using different elements of the services you provide.
Okay, sure. In fact, we can share with you two case studies. One of it, the more detailed campaign execution. So we had a client asking for a campaign to be run by ambassadors who are parents and have kids below the age of 12 and sending their kids to school in Kota Damansara area. So that's the level of filterization that we can provide. And then it's for that particular campaign as well, it was regarding a movie that was launching. And then we had to choose ambassadors that specifically fit that criteria and also actually pick up their kids from school, right? So because we have the tracking capabilities through our app, we're able to verify and make sure that whatever selection the client requested for, we can also deliver the same. So that's one angle in terms of detail down.
Right. It's so detailed, right down to Kota Damansara.
All right, yes.
Exactly. So to answer another client, like you said, it's on-the-road advertising with car apps is just one medium. It's part of a much bigger omnichannel approach, right? So another client that worked with us actually combines our services of car app advertising on the road and also radio advertising at the same time. And part of our role is to actually help the client strategize the campaign. So if they are targeting, commuters, what are the best ways? Car app is definitely one of them, but looking at other ways that they can target them as well. And we even combine online endorsements of people that are on the road, like Grab drivers or other e-hailing drivers that work, that are in a community of drivers, other people on the road. So getting that data or finding those kind of people and getting them to endorse their brand on social media actually gets a way more targeted approach. And we work with partners to make sure the clients do get it.
Right. And do you work with other vehicles other than cars? I can imagine, like, you know, lorries and trucks and actually a lot of the delivery companies as well, because they've been doing a lot more work.
Yes, that's true. So we had one recent campaign that we closed, only wanted 4x4 drivers and specifically used their product. So that's how we did the selection. It was a nationwide campaign throughout Semenanjung as well as Sabah and Sarawak. So we had to find, source and also onboard 110 4x4 drivers. And that campaign was also launched during MCO, which I think I would like to share a bit of what happened then. We do also provide like performance guarantees in terms of our campaigns as part of our services. And then MCO kicked in. So the campaign was for 3 months. We actually had to extend that campaign for 5 months for us to meet that requirement. But all in all, this ties back to the services that we want to provide to our client and the experience they get when they work together with us.
Yeah,
right. And why did you decide to participate in Scale Up Malaysia?
Yes, I think Scale Up Malaysia came at that period where we needed help.
Okay.
So it wasn't just from like a business perspective, but also to a certain extent, our personal, mental and emotional, right? So everyone was going through this change in environment, the new normal. And we were like, what's going to happen to us? And it was very fortunate we went through the program. It was a 3 months program, very intensive. And they also allowed us to kind of break down our entire operations and look into areas what makes sense, what create value, and what can we sell, right? So from there, before this, we've had this aspiration of doing this additional new services, but it's always been as something of a back of a mind or as an add-on for client. And through Scale Up Malaysia, we've re-strategized, looked into our tech platform, and we say, hey, we can do this. Let's officially launch and make this service available to our clients as well as our ambassadors. So it is to a certain extent, a blessing in disguise. It gave us that opportunity to grow and look inward and move forward with a much clearer goal in mind.
Right. And that would not have happened, right? I mean, had you not been involved in or probably not been able to see this opportunity had it not been working with Scale Up Malaysia. So that's great, you know. So, and I guess like other than that, any other plans, I'm sure you're still working with them, any other plans to scale up, I guess, in the coming months, in the years to come?
Yes. Yeah. So for us, we are looking to expand our services. We have partners that have indicated interest in regionally in Australia, namely, as well as in Thailand. So we're bulking up for that as well. I think as a platform, our aspiration and where do we want to go, we do want to decentralize and disrupt the advertising industry. It's not an easy task. And I think the past 5 years has also taught us a lot in terms of just pushing it through and also strengthening our services. But our overall aim is we foresee that when it comes to advertising trends, you're looking at before this, let's say 20 years ago or 50 years ago, billboards is there, car app or newspaper is there, and maybe radio as well, right? And then digital advertising comes into place. So what's the next step, right? And our forecast is down the road, let's say 5 years from now, everyone will be equipped to advertise and also earn through their own social network, either online or offline. So that's where we are coming from. We are creating this platform so that, let's say, even students that are going to universities, they have a car, and through our medium, they can actually earn and also cover their expenses in the long run. If you're looking at, yeah, even if, let's say, if you don't have a car, that's fine. According to your social network, you have either offline and online. End of the day, everyone is a consumer. How do we connect the consumers with brands and provide benefit on both sides and both value for both sides? That's where MyBot Media wants to head and position ourselves.
Right. And that's what you mean by decentralizing the advertising industry.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm, looking forward to you guys, going onwards and upwards and having this conversation, maybe not another 5 years, but it's good, right? If we can still have this conversation another 5 years.
And that, yes, definitely.
10 years strong. All right. All the best to both of you. I've been speaking to Danish Atif and Nadia Jalil from MyBump Media. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.